Blog Talk Radio.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
Hello, hello. Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael Stevens Jr. and I are here hosting Closet Chuck Entertainment Reports, and we are continuing the discussion on finding peace within and really doing our best to maintain that peace. This is part two on last Wednesday's discussion, and Michael has been sharing with us ways that he keeps peace, and I share some of my practices, and also we welcome you all listeners to call in at 516-595-8255. We thank you so much, and we appreciate you tuning in as we discuss finding peace within and other hot topics, and you call in and talk with us also. Hello. I love the way you said hello.
Thank you.
Okay. So how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm actually fine. I registered for classes today for the spring semester, and that was done in a quick manner like I had wanted it to. But other than that, and oh, my friend has me going on an exercise program. My friend Josh.
Well, stop right there. You know, many people would like to know. That's why you've been so quiet today. that's why you've been really busy. Many people like to know what type of classes. What are you studying?
Right now I'm studying general studies or whatnot, and I'm just trying to get it over with. And you know, and the one thing about college too, you have to realize that it's not as ABC 1-2-3 as society makes it. You know, like these people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you go to Clinton. You know, Jackson Community College in Mississippi. You know, I'm just throwing that out.
Jackson stayed here, and I did my first 2 years of college. I did attend Hines Community College, and I studied business at Jackson State University, where Coach Prime is. So shout out to the thing I love, and we talk about Clinton, Mississippi College, where Cam Akers, who plays for the Rams. He attended high school at Clinton High, where one of your friends attended, I believe.
And the thing is that, you know, the one thing about college is that it is not always cut and dry, like 2 years, 4 years, you know. Sometimes your college journey might take 10 years or 20 years, who knows. But, you know, just don't give up and keep at it.
Exactly. That's what my late mom told me, because I have my AS degree, and I studied studied for my BS in business management at Jackson State. I still didn't complete that study, and I'd like to get my master's in industrial psychology. But I'm working on getting my esthetician license, so hopefully I will be in class soon right with you so I can obtain my esthetician license, which I started in 2015 in Dallas at Ogle School. Big shout out. But you're right, and I'm so glad you said never give up, because that's something my late mom always said, never give up, and your friends never give up. So you're sharing something that's encouraging the listeners all around the world and me. You know, it's important for us not to give up, because we can think, oh, I'm not 19 anymore, I'm not 21. I love to see the stories when people are 100 years old, getting their, you know, walking across the stage. So you make a good point. Don't give up. Don't let anything stop you. Your age, your gender, your race, you can do it. We can do it. And we're proud of you too for registering the spring. When does class start?
It starts, I think, at the end of January. I think this late January. My mind is a little bit foggy because it's like here it's 12 o'clock at night, and you know, your mind starts to get a little bit weird at after midnight.
And you've been listening to Anita Baker, so you're talking about finding peace within.
Yeah, you know, growing up, my mother used to listen to Anita Baker when I was a kid. I used to, because I think my godmother used to listen to Anita Baker, and then from there she became a fan, and you know, so I'm very familiar with Anita Baker because, matter of fact, I found out something interesting on the day I was born. Rapture, the CD, the album Rapture was released.
You know what? I almost made a little like joke of when we first got on the air. You called it Rapture, and I almost, you know, talking about you been listening to it. I almost said that to you, and that was the day it was released. Oh, that's a good history fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That album was a really good album. You know, I like that album, but I know that she has retired from singing, I think. But, you know, she don't ever have to worry about going broke because I tell you, for as long as I can remember, I always heard people playing Sweet Love on the radio. And let me tell you something,
right.
I love Anita Baker, but I am so tired of hearing Sweet Love. Oh, stop playing it.
It's Valentine's daytime too, so by you talking about Sweet Love, so many people now will be pulling it out because it's Valentine's Day time. So Sweet
Almost.
Love is a good song. Yes. So So are you feeling peace within? What advice do you have with regard to peace within?
You know, for peace within, let me see. Just try to, for me, and I think I've said this last time, just try to, sometimes you have to steal peace, if that makes sense, you know? I said this the last segment. It's like when, you know, the news is getting to be a little bit too negative and Pandora ain't playing the music that you want them to play, sometimes you just got to cut that radio off and just, you know, enjoy the scenery. And I tell you, there's nothing wrong with it. It is nothing wrong with it. You know, just enjoying the scenery, getting acquainted with your thoughts. That's just peaceful.
Yes. Spending some time within yourself, within. Even if you're in a room full of people, take that step back within for a moment and go within. Take a few deep breaths.
Mhm. Yeah. It's trust me. And again, like I said last time, peace is a very hard thing. I mean, people think that, you know, all you got to do is just be around some meditative music and just be by yourself. I mean, you know, it's not that. It's more to it. It's a spiritual journey. You know,
right.
Peace is a spiritual journey.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know? Yeah, and
because so many
people
have so many thoughts going on at the same time too.
Yeah, so finding peace is a rare thing, but when you find it, I tell you, you will honor it, you will cherish it for every minute that it's worth.
Once I seen one of my friends who was a law enforcement officer, and he I grew up with. And I was so happy to see he's so happy and love and a good relationship. And I talked, when we see each other, we love to have discussions. And I'm like, you know, I'm a hopeful romantic of the crazy life, love life. And I mentioned him, I'm so happy to see you so in love. And he was like, I chose peace. And, you know, he's in love, but he was like, if it wasn't peaceful, he wouldn't be in it. He said, Bethany, now in my life, if it's not peaceful, I don't choose it. He because I always choose peace. So it's a peaceful relationship. Not denying that he was in love, but, you know, we can be in love and it'd be like crazy. But he was like, I found it's peaceful. He said, if it's not peaceful, if it wasn't peaceful, I wouldn't be in it. And it really caught my attention. You know, I'm like, oh, he said, I choose peace. You know, if I have to, when in my life and I make my decisions, peace or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I thought that very interesting. You know, many of us don't look at that.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to ask you, Bethany, is what hot topics have been happening that have caught your attention?
Well, something you and I both, I think your aspirations are in education from my discussions. And one hot topic here in the state of Mississippi, our state legislature have passed the bill to give our teachers raises.
Good.
So that is a hot topic here in the state of Mississippi, but I know nationally, other states I'm so elated about. Something that you and OTEP have discussed to happen on the same day. They introduced a bill about critical racial study. And I'm big into history, but I have been big. Yes. So they introduced that on bill. And it might have made national news. Our black lawmakers, they walked out when it was time to vote on including that bill, legalizing that into. Because it's not being taught. This is the state of Mississippi. Historical, a lot of history happened here. But it's not being taught I don't think it's being taught on a college level here. But if it's being taught, it's been taught on a college level, not in our systems. And so every single black, I will send you the, I'll post it also. News stories for all our lawmakers, all the black lawmakers, they in a line walked out of the state capitol chambers when it was time to talk about that bill about, and that's something I know you and OTEP discussed. And so I figured that's a hot topic. That's a hot topic because that's a hot topic in itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and you know, and like I said, and I was watching Joy Reid one time. I was watching Joy Reid a couple of months ago, and she really gave that man Christopher Rufo hell because he started the critical race theory saga to make sure the Republicans could win in the next. You know, election cycle. And, you know, it's just like really what's going on in this world. It has me questioning things that I was always taught, but that's another topic. But the thing is, it's just like, you know, really, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, like how some of these politicians are using fear to win elections. And, you know, I've heard other people question, are we in for a civil war, you know? And I'm like, you know, the way things going, you know, it's just like, you know, you have one person, you can't be liberal, you know, and one person said that you're not living like God should say you should live. And then you have one person say, stay out of my business. It's enough to make you go crazy.
Exactly, and I am just shocked because honestly, I'm 53, and I'm in Mississippi, born in Mississippi. You would think I have experience in my face racism, and I haven't. And what we're seeing now in the past couple of years, oh my God, I lose my breath. Honestly, I lose my breath from it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe this. I thought, I was raised, and you were taught too, your mom and I, all of us, we were taught, this is, but I, that this is the melting pot. that we work together. I know we all come from different backgrounds, different cultures and all, but and we all have our differences, and some people are more comfortable with their own, you know, own ways, own whatever. But I thought America was better than that. The leader of the world. People, listeners here, listeners worldwide, even the richest of the rich that live in other countries, support America, the American dream. This is just, you're right, it's crazy. Why are we going through what we're going through? It doesn't make any sense.
And, you know, I was telling OTAP, and I think, and I hope he calls in tonight, whatever he's doing, I advise him tonight. But the one thing about it
in a call
is that
the
one thing he was saying about it was that, you know, there's somebody who benefits from us fighting, you know, right now.
Right.
And, yeah, there is. And right now, funny thing, it's really interesting, too, that I say this. But I'm reading right now the Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. It's a really good book. It's a really good book. I'm not finished it yet. I've just been so busy that I haven't had time to really read it
through.
And
I'm glad you mentioned that because I believe I have books in our on our promo. So I'm glad you mentioned that because we both are readers. And so it's important for us to suggest books and listeners can pick up and read those books, and we can talk more about the books that we read.
I really encourage listeners everywhere who are listening tonight to definitely read that book. Read that book. You will understand, you know, what it's like to be black and why we may have some of the issues we have within the black community, because some of this stuff goes back to our great grandparents, you know, and then we wonder, you know, so it's just like, and I just think what I got from it is that black folk need to work together. I mean, we all need to work together, but I think it's very important for black folk to work together. But, you know, it will take some effort, but we need to work together because I'm telling you, there are people, other races, who are like looking at us, and you know, we're very powerful, powerful people. But you know, so many people who are not black, they say like the white, they just paint us in a bad picture, and they want us to feel bad about ourselves. And you know, and I say this to other minorities as well too. So
yes.
Mhm.
So the bottom line, speaking from our own, what's that old saying? From our great, from our ancestors, sleeping in front of your own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for the black culture and black American culture and worldwide to sleep in front of our own front door. We always sleep in front of other people's front doors and driveways and walkways. We need to be sleeping our own.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe
we're
that.
Giving and we're giving and loving, and we are caregivers. And I believe that is from my roots also, because we're so used to caring for others, caring for our own families. But then we were broken down where we had where our ancestors took care of others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are natural. I'm just not seeing that, too. We are natural caregivers. We care, not there. We will put others before ourselves.
Mhm. Yeah.
As a race.
Yeah. And you know, and a lot of people don't. And it is some people's worst nightmare that we feel good about ourselves. It is some people's worst nightmares.
Yes.
You know. And, you know, for me, I just said, why don't I just, that's a good way to get back at my enemies, you know, feel good about yourself. Because, you know, when people see that you don't like yourself, they'll use your insecurities against you and stuff. They'll say, you know, like with my cousin Candace, I was telling you about, she said all this other stuff about me. You know, she was throwing my loneliness in my face. She said to me, that's why you ain't never going to find true love. And she said that's why you never going to stop, your living situation ain't ever going to change, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, I just realized, you know, when, and this is what I got to say, when people say unkind things about you like that, you got to know deep in your heart that that's a person who is in pain, you know, and I said before that, you know, when you are at peace with yourself, you will find many people who are at war with themselves that will try to get you down to their level and stuff. And I tell you, it's not easy. It is not easy, you know?
It's not easy.
That's why I say my granddaddy, Stevens, he is my hero. I mean, he's gone now. He's no longer with us, but I can count on hand how many times I have seen him lose his cool, and it's very rare. And I want to be like that when I, you know, hopefully I live long, long, long past what as long
yes.
as he lived. But it is my hope that as I get older,
and he
can,
lived to be what? He lived to be what? 95? How old is he?
89.
Okay, my mother would be like 86.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I have an aunt. She passed from COVID. She lived to be 92. You're right. That's what I. So yeah, we lived to pass. I hope we both live to be very, very old.
Yeah, and then see, the good thing about when you get old, you know, you have a lot of young people come to you for advice and everything, and then before you know it, you're an icon in some people's eyes. But you know, and that's the one thing I find as I'm getting older, a lot of younger people. I mean, listen, you know, because when I was younger, nobody really listened to me, but, you know, wow.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, wow. You know, as you get older, people do listen, you know?
Right. When I was younger, older people always listen to me, and it's so, that's so amazing. Older people, and listening to you, you attract people of all ages. It seems like you have like an old soul, you know, old saying, an old soul. You probably have the soul of your grandfather. Yeah, you probably have, you know, you aspire to be like him, and you probably, because you attract people all ages and all races, and I think that is amazing, and that's one thing I like about this platform, too. We're open to all ages. Now, some episodes I need to put a rating on because of our topic matter, and our language might be very grown-folkish. And, you know, sometimes
it's going to
be only for adults. Even some things when we're talking about history, we might go into some deep kids under a certain age there.
Yeah, but who would be up at this hour?
Well, you remember, it is almost it's midnight for you. Guess what? It's morning time, and our European friends like waking up. It's lunchtime in some areas, but yeah, in the States, I'm amazed at the night owls or something. Hello, night owls. Some people, those that are working third shift, shout out to you on the grind, doing your thing.
Yeah,
Amazon workers working, and those that work in plants.
But let me tell you, Bethany, why I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit nervous right now because my friend Josh Huff, he has this new little workout plan or whatever. He's putting his friends under and everything. And I think the universe is definitely speaking to me, because today when I was at work, I saw a coworker, and I didn't recognize him because he lost all that weight. He lost a lot of weight. I barely recognized him. And so also I've been making friends with people who are vegetarians and stuff, you know, and, you know, in my family, you know, there's a lot of people who passed away from strokes, heart attacks, who are diabetics and stuff.
Yes.
And I think that is the universe telling me something, you know. And, you know, so, you know, now, you know, the program doesn't really start until like sometime next week. But I'm preparing myself for it, and I'm just like, I just hope and pray that I can, you know, make it through on this program and, you know, and it, you know, show my transformation, you know.
Yes.
You know, if you all, if you and your and the listeners could just send me good vibes out, you know, because you know, he is really into the working out, the athletic and the yoga field. So, you know, and I want to do it for myself.
Well,
I want to do it for myself.
Right, and that's how you
yeah.
can stick to it. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you know what? When you're and that's another thing. When others see you are focused on living healthier, they would tempt you with your favorite foods. They would tempt you with so much craziness when they know. Because really, one of my friends that is like your friend Josh, he and his wife both. They and my doctor. My doctor recommend eating the way that you and I know we should eat, greener vegetables, more fruits, leaner meats. But one of my friends recommended that I do 90% raw, you know, do that diet to, like you were saying, to help keep those strokes and heart attacks away. So our health is very important. Our mind,
yeah,
our body, and our spirit are
and
so
you know,
important.
And the sad thing, about it, especially with not most people, but I see in many cases with the African American race that they are more prone to stroke.
Yes.
They are more
I lost
heart
my brother that's 9 years older than me. I lost my brother, who was a picture of health at the age 23 when I was 14. Picture of health, been in the military, was in school, studying and barbering, and was a successful DJ. That's what encouraged me and inspired me to be, you know, in music and so on, and my whole family, pretty much. But my brother was a DJ, and he dropped dead instantly. Picture of health, I'm talking about in shape like you. And he had an aneurysm on the brain, and... Andre had and Brett Michaels, but it was hypertension, silent killer, stroke, and it's all about our diets. You can look healthy, but are you healthy? You know.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. When I had my physical earlier this year, my doctor, I was shocked. He had to do what they call it, EDK. What is it called? They had to do his staff. He had his staff. I thought they were gonna put me in a hospital. Then I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, and I started eating healthier. My New Year's goal every year is a reset of eating greener, eating healthier. And I was shocked, like, gain weight. But one thing about it, you mentioned do it for yourself. My theory, like BBWs, I let myself gain weight because didn't want to lose my man, you know. But you got to do it for yourself. So now who's getting in shape for themselves too? For yourself. And like my doctor told me, you got to lose the weight. I was like, no, I got to lose the weight. I gained the weight. I'm happier being a smaller me. The normal me is a smaller me. And I said, my man might leave me if I lose the weight. He's like, well, you won't tear and not work out. But he was like, well, somebody that truly loves you for you will come into the picture. If they're not, you know. Oh, yeah, because you want to be alive, and that's what I always – I mean, I want to live. I want to live a long life. I can't live a long life not being healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
yeah.
can be healthy being BBWs, but I can't be healthy being a BBW. I have to be my normal size for me.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me earlier this year. Well, it's still early in the year, but I think a couple of weeks ago I went to the doctor for a checkup, and he told me I had gained weight. He said I had weighed 186 pounds or something like that, something in that neighborhood. And I think many of us have gained weight during COVID, the lockdown, you know.
Yeah. I think they call it like COVID 15 or 45.
Mm-hmm. And,
that was the first year.
You know,
they probably call it the COVID 100 now.
Yeah, and I let me tell you something. I had some pants in my closet that I would always wear, that I knew I could always wear. And come to my shock, I could not wear it. I could not wear it anymore. I was like, no. I said, no, that does not mean I gained weight. And it did. So, you know, so, you know, that's something that.
And if you had those pants, if you had the same pants, you've been doing the laundry the same way. So that means they had not shrunk.
No, no. So, you know, and you know, I don't want to be overweight. I really don't. And I mean, you know, there are a lot of beautiful people who are heavy set or who are obese. There are a lot of beautiful people.
Exactly.
I just don't want that to be
men and women and children, men and women and children.
And you know, also
that'd be at my test at all.
And, you know, also, too, I was watching The View one day, and Joy Behar said something that really struck me. She said that, you know, when you see men with a gut, you know, that's a sign of a heart attack waiting to happen.
Right.
And I was like, that is true.
Exactly.
That is true what she's saying. So, you know, that's something I want to try to control. So, you know, My friend Josh is putting me on a little exercise program, and you know, Josh is a really good guy, and you know, I think the name of the program is Transformative Collective, and he's been working on it for a while. Yeah, and
that was my next question because I know you had told me he would start online classes, and I am ready now.
That's for the yoga. So if anybody wants to know about his program, about his yoga program, what they may do is called acoustic movement. And
I'm writing that. Trent. Okay, what was the name of the program you're on? Transformative Collective.
Transformative Collective. And yeah, he's been working on it for like a year or so, and you know, it's kind of on its wings. It's kind of in the early days of what's going on, even though he's been working on it for a year. So you know, that's what's going on with that. But as I learn more about the details of the program, I will definitely let your listeners know. Because he's a guru in working out, so you know. So
okay.
The program you are on,
is it exercise and health? Is he telling you what to eat too?
It's just for the most part it's exercise, and yeah. So he's been at it for like a year or two about it. So.
Uh-huh.
So it's slow, but it's evolving. So, you know, as I find more information, I will definitely let you know. And if you live in the, Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, you know, definitely look them up if you have, any inquiries about the company. So just putting that out there.
Okay. For yoga, because I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was writing. I was writing down transformative.
But the yoga
exercise program.
But the yoga is, I think, is a different program too. It's called acoustic movement. And
I like that. And that is when you say he and a friend. You say he, a friend does music.
Yeah. Josh. Okay. My friend Josh. He plays the guitar, and his friend, his name is Josh, and he sings.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does? Okay, my friend Josh sings, and my friend and his business partner Josh tells us what moves to do, and it's a really very creative concept. And you know, Josh
wow,
is
I like
a really
that.
Good
I'm ready to start
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Josh is a really good singer. So, you know, so he has so much promise, you know, ahead of him. So I wish him the best and everything.
Invite him to the show when he's ready to come and talk with us.
Okay, sure I will. But yeah, the name of the program is Acoustic Movement. So they're thinking
okay.
about definitely going online and doing their little sessions and stuff, and I think it would be a good idea. So it's in the works. So just and as time goes on, I will let the listeners know. So.
Right, and then when you're ready, provide a number too for those in the D.C. Baltimore area about transformative collective exercise program too. For a business number, because
yeah.
I don't know if his cell number is his business number. So when you have a number that he wants you to provide over air. Be sure to share the number for those in your area, and now I'm ready for the acoustic movement. I'm ready now. I was ready when you told me about it.
yeah.
You definitely
yeah.
can do that online. Yes. So I'm so
yeah,
glad
and,
we are going in details, because something I thought about earlier today. I'm like we're talking about the mind and the peace, but I had hoped we would talk about healthy living. New people, new version of ourselves, it's important to look at all aspects of our lives.
And you know what? And this is the last thing I'm gonna say about Acoustic Movement. When I was talking to my friend Josh's business partner, when he talks, it's almost like he puts you under hypnosis. He can get you to relax. And I said to him one day,
yes.
I said, are you a hypnotherapist or something? He was like, no, I just know how to, I'm really a master of meditation. And he's
right.
really good. So, I will let, I had hiccups, but I will let you all know, more about that as time goes on, so.
Thank you, and shout out to John Tuff and his partner Josh and Transformative Collective and Acoustic Movement. I'm definitely looking forward to both programs, especially the yoga acoustic movement. But I like that
yeah.
how you create a personalized plan. I like that personalized plan too. So I'm interested in both of them. But ever since you told me about the yoga acoustic movement, I've been super excited. So I'm glad that you are getting that personalized getting started
mm-hmm.
with your program on next week, and we definitely are sending out good vibes to you.
Yeah. So, another thing I was going to talk about, I was watching The View today, and many people don't know that. You probably know this. I love The View. So,
you and I are two peas in a pod. We both love The View. I had my back to the TV because I was handling some business when The View was on. So please update me on what happened on The View today. When you mentioned you love The View, I'm like, you and I, we love The View. And I guess in a way, with the way you and I discuss things similarly to The View, because we come
mm-hmm.
together on the we are together on the same, but then also that's
mm-hmm.
one thing I love about The View. They're not cookie cutter
mm-hmm.
co-hosts. They come
yeah.
from different angles.
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So today I something that really got me angry. It kind of got me, it just bothered me.
Oh,
so
Lord. I'm glad I got my back hurt.
So, RFK Jr., RFK Jr., he was in Washington,
yes.
D.C., going around, he started a little protest for the he's an anti-vaxxer, and it was it went down
My Terry haven't gotten his yet. I still get my booster, which I feel
yeah.
uncomfortable going out amongst a lot of people, because I've seen mm-hmm. where if you have your booster, you're 90% to stay at the hospital. I just have my
mm-hmm.
two shots, 57%. So I need to hurry up and get my booster. But my Terry haven't gotten his yet. So
mm-hmm.
he always said, well, I'm going to get it. And we were supposed to get it out together a year ago. But back
mm-hmm.
to that. But I don't think he's an anti-vaxxer. He just haven't got his yet. He want to get more information. But it goes back mm-hmm. to what you and I does. Not talking, generally speaking, we eat unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
We put other things in our bodies. But people want this Gigi and other programs. And
yeah.
Some people just
yeah.
feel like we're – some people think we are still being guinea pigs,
mm-hmm.
but back to the anti-vaxxers. I'm shocked at how the anti-vaxxers are really protesting around the world.
And even Whoopi got mad, you know, because she was saying, because he was talking about, you know, he compared the wearing masks to the what you call the people in I can't think of the with the Hitler, you know, the Hitler. I can't think of that. The Holocaust.
The Nazis.
He compared it to the Holocaust.
But one politician already got in trouble for that. So I can't believe he would say something like that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, don't you know that people are dying from COVID? You know, and you going around
I mentioned my aunt, my little niece was one of the first people that many of us knew had COVID. I lost my aunt from COVID outbreak at a nursing home, and then favorite people been dying in the past week. I have a friend who have a daughter, 27, and been in our UMC hospital, which you probably see on the news often. She's been in the hospital, giving on ventilator in ICU, fighting for her life with COVID. People don't believe COVID exists. I don't know what's going on with y'all. This ain't no hope. This is real.
No, it's not. And then you have some people, I'm going to throw a little bit shade at Fox News, but, you know, you have some people that go on Fox News they go on Fox News and say that this virus is a hoax and everything, and then you had the I can't think of those two sisters from down south. They're from North Carolina or something, and they love Trump, and they say that the COVID was something to get to make Trump lose or something.
What did they say?
This is me, my paraphrase, so I could have it wrong. So if I have it wrong, audience, forgive me.
Right.
So they said that, you know, COVID was used to stop Trump from winning or something like that. And I'm like,
COVID was, no way. COVID did not. And even Trump be getting in trouble with people because he telling people, you know, he got his booster. And people got mad at him because he got his booster. I guess Trump said, well, I plan, I want to live. You know, so people can't even say it. I don't even know. I need to check out what they said. But that is crazy. I don't know what to say about some of these anti-vaxxers. But even for Trump, you know, be getting backlash because he talked about the vaccine. I mean, he never did like wearing a mask, but he was never against getting a vaccine and a cure. I mean, he shouldn't have said that about the bleach, but he was never like against. He was for getting a cure. When it was the Quinner, what was that early med that they had that they thought could stop COVID? Quinolone, something like that. You remember he was big on that. Some comments he made, he should have kept. Some comments he made, but COVID had nothing to do with stopping Trump's election. That's crazy. I've heard some crazy theories. I've heard theories. Like, so what are some of the heard? I heard it from the beginning. Of course, I didn't know about the monkey in the lab. Then I heard something about it had something to do with 5G. Then I heard something about the 5G. Then I heard that it was something created out of retaliation from some of our enemies. Those are the theories that I heard from the beginning. I believe the lab monkey is the truth. I believe the truth. But how did it spread like that? I don't know.
Well, you know, and I remember some senator has said that, you know, people in China eat monkeys and stuff. I'm like, you sound so stupid. And then, you know, and then I think President Trump didn't help the case when he said it was a Chinese virus. And then that it was an uptick in Asian hate crime.
Right. When he would call it the China virus, yes, it started in China, but it wasn't politically correct on the China virus. But and I'm not laughing you all, but that was crazy. It's crazy because it's like, because you're right. People were dying. People are dying in Wuhan. When it first happened in Wuhan, that was just devastating. Devastating. Mm-hmm. But whatever Taiwan is doing and how Wuhan got it under control, we definitely need to be studying how they got it under control.
But you know what? The last time I had really gotten sick, the last time, because I mean, for Thanksgiving, I did have like a runny nose or whatever. But time I got sick was when I went to a concert. When I went to a concert to see my favorite indie singer, his name is Mac Ayers, my favorite R&B. He's an underground R&B artist or whatever. So I saw him at the 9:30. I saw him at the 9:30 club in D.C. And I was singing so loud that I lost my voice. I lost my voice, and that was the last time I was really sick. And so, like, when Thanksgiving came around, I noticed I had a runny nose. And see, the weird thing about this cold was that I could smell. I could still smell, and I could still taste. I just had a runny nose.
Uh-huh.
And the scary thing
about.
You
think you had COVID?
No, COVID? Not that I know of, you know. I mean, you could have it, and you could have it and be asymptomatic. But you know,
right?
You know,
yeah, my little niece was asymptomatic. She didn't even feel it. She was like a little cold.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I cut my humidifier on in my room, and then it went away. So you know, I'm glad for that. But it's just that this is a scary. I mean. These are scary times that we're in, you know. We are in very scary times, but I'm glad that runny nose went away, you know. And they always say,
I'm glad
you know.
Too.
Yeah, and they always say drink orange juice, you know. Some people say drink orange juice, drink
yes.
Eat your vegetables, you know, so
well,
it will keep it
I'm
away.
Glad you
yeah.
mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, vitamin C, like keeping the cold away and the flu away. I'm glad that you mentioned that because a lot of people, like, they forget the recommendation to drink extra water. I'm all for drinking water. We were instructed early on with using sanitizer, wearing masks, you know, being clean, like we were taught anyway, but to drink plenty of H2O. And I'm always drinking water. I drink it as soon as I wake up, before I go to bed. I was hoping you didn't hear me sipping just then, but it reminded me, I love orange juice and apple juice, drink more orange juice, vitamin C. That I haven't been doing. So I'm glad you reminded me of that. And that's something that I always like to do anyway during this cold weather. You drink orange juice and Sprite. For some reason, I always feel like Sprite can help heal a cold or a sniffle. But orange juice, yes. So thank you for reminding us. And take that multivitamins, right?
Yeah. So
I also heard that blueberries. I also heard that it's important for us to consume a lot of blueberries too. That help our immune system.
Well, I don't eat blueberries. I mean, I need to, but like I said, I do need to consume more. Vegetables and fruits. But what I do is I make me a smoothie, and this person that I became friends with on Facebook recently.
I make smoothies too. What kind of smoothie do you make? I love smoothies too. I make smoothies.
I mix it up with kale and fruit. And that's all I put it in. And I made friends during the lockdown. He said he puts like all this other stuff in it, but he said he puts like I forgot what he put in it, but this one friend that I just recently made on Facebook, he's a vegan, and he said he drinks smoothies every day. He said he drinks smoothies every day.
Right.
And you could tell because he got muscles. He got big muscles and just bulging. And it's just like, I'm like, dang, really. So for his part, I know he exercised. That probably has something to do with it, too.
Right.
But he eats smoothies, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, but you were still talking about the Whoopi, what made you and Whoopi upset. I'm glad my back was turned. What made you and Whoopi upset about JFK?
Yeah. That's what made me mad when
Robert Kennedy Jr. I mean, Robert.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
Yeah, he compared it to the Holocaust, you know. And then you have the same person like Marjorie Taylor Greene going around comparing crazy things to the Holocaust, and it's just like
That's what I was talking about, because, I mean, she got in a lot of hot water saying that.
Yeah, Ana Navarro had said that, you know, every person in the family has an idiot, and she called RFK Jr. an idiot. And, you know, she did. I mean, and you know, and the Kennedys, they're a good family. They are a good family, you know. Do you know the name of that younger Kennedy that's running for office? I can't think of his name.
Oh, I know. I'm looking at a vision. I'm blonde. He's blonde with curly hair. Oh, I cannot think of his name. So I'm tipping my tongue.
He got red hair.
I see his vision in front of me. Yeah, like blondish, reddish hair. Yeah, curly. I can see his vision in front of me.
I can't think of his name, but I know. I like him.
Yes.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
And he seemed like he's really good for whatever district he's running for. You know, he's really good at his job, and I could even see him being presidential material.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and I think he's still like in his early 30s, mid-30s, right?
Yeah. And you know, also who I like John Ossoff. I think he would be good as president, but you know, he probably is considered too young. But you know, he is busting his tail for the people of Georgia. Him and Reverend Warnock, you know, I really respect them.
Right.
Yeah. And then, another thing I wanted to talk about what happened on The View today too is Bill Maher. I don't know if you know Bill Maher. Bill Maher?
I love him. He's so controversial, though, but I love him. Was he guest on there? Because I had my back turned. I was having business, and I couldn't turn around.
He had criticized, he had took on Dr. Fauci, and he had said that. Yeah, he had said that, you know, we're going to be living, the people who wear masks are going to be living in a paranoid world and stuff, and just challenge Dr. Fauci. And I don't think that was the smartest thing to do. And, you know, Whoopi had called him out about his jokes, was saying that, you know, what you joked about was not funny because people have lost loved ones to COVID, you know. And
she's a comedian.
You know, yeah.
And so she read him on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, and she has checked him. She's checked him more, checked him twice that I can recall of recently, you know. And, you know, I don't know what to think. I try to not watch Bill Maher because he's a little bit too cynical for me. And, you know.
Right.
My mom and I
had always liked him, but you're right. Sometimes he really go off the chain, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
So to go off the chain like that, that's not humorous.
Yeah, and he's almost 70, right, or something right now. He's almost
right,
70
yeah.
years old.
I know he's older.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so to say that, and since we've aired, we've lost so many people from COVID. I mean, I know people that know people, and people close to me, relatives have had COVID or had COVID, and I know people that gotta have tests right now because they've been exposed to people with COVID. And then one of my favorite classic rockers, Meatloaf, passed away, and due to COVID, the whole family had COVID, and I didn't know he was against masks, but he didn't like masks. I found out when they reported that COVID was a culprit along with other underlying illnesses, But he didn't like all this stuff that we were from the that's going on. But they said that early in the month, his daughter had posted that everybody had COVID, and everybody had been I think had been vaxxed. So I hope he did get vaxxed. But he wasn't a fan. I seen some videos where he wasn't a fan of that mask, most definitely.
Yeah.
But I hope and pray he. I mean, the daughter had wrote on a social media post. I seen on a news report that it said everybody had COVID, but they were doing fine. But then, like a week later, we lost Meatloaf. So,
and then we lost Louis Anderson.
Everybody had been vaxxed. Yes, we lost Louis Anderson. We lost the fashion designer, Mugler.
Andre,
we have lost so many
Andre
people since
Leon
we talked. Since last week. I think we did talk about him. And, yes, so we got to do, like, shows spotlighting people that are alive and those that we have lost also.
You know,
yes,
and we talked about the actor
that we lost that you mm-hmm. brought attention to.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Gaspar Ulil.
Yeah, Ulil. Yes, so handsome.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, also, let me tell you this, and this is like bringing things up on a higher positive note. You know, I've been listening to Pandora, and I know that I probably said it earlier, I was listening to Patti LaBelle's Pandora station. I'm telling you, some of that music that they play on there is the bomb. I mean, you hear Anita Baker, you hear Mariah Carey, you hear
I know you're friends.
Sometimes. No, I haven't got. You know, I just made the station, so you know it'll eventually play.
She and Prince were good friends. So I'm like, Prince.
They're both Geminis. They're both Geminis, yeah. So they would be good friends.
Oh,
yeah. You hear Aretha, you know, you hear Aretha, then you hear the OJs. Just good music, you know.
And Diana Ross. Can I have some Diana Ross?
Yeah, they have Diana Ross in there. Yeah, they have her.
The Bumps, baby.
They have Diana Ross in there, but see, the thing about it, I have mixed feelings about Diana Ross because sometimes, in my opinion, she comes off a little bit mean.
Yeah.
And you know, like, if I were to meet her in person, I would just be like, kind of, you know, yeah, hi, bye.
just a diva. Anita's a diva. Patty's a diva, but I know what you're saying. The Boss. That's why I said that Diana Ross the boss. She has that boss persona.
Yeah, and I've heard this.
She's like a mama bear. She's like a mama bear with her family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Diana Ross. Yeah, but I know what you're saying. She seemed like, she's like, don't play me. You got to come to me a certain way.
Yeah, she just gives She just comes off as kind of scary to me, but you look. Then again, I've heard that she's one of the nicest people ever. You know.
Yes, I have a cousin who loves her, everything and all things Diana Ross. I think when he lived in Los Angeles for a brief time, he got like a tennis ball off her tennis court. Yeah, but
oh,
he loved her. He loved him from Diana Ross. I love her, and I adore her too. I said the boss for a reason too. I said she's fun loving, I believe, but then she's the boss.
Yeah.
And she's Mama Bear to her family too. And one thing in an interview with Oprah once, Oprah asked her what was important to her, and she said, "My health." Going back to what we were talking about, peace and health. She said, "Without my health, I can't be who I am, and I can't be here to provide for my family." And I don't think even Oprah expected her to say that. I think she expected her to say something more materialist, false-like. But she said, "My health. If I don't have my health, I have nothing else." And so that's basically what you and I have been talking about. So I thought that was an astounding answer and a true answer. And I think about it often, like Diana Ross, make a good point. I mean, money is very important. If we need our health. We need our health. Because if I like to feel good, the health, it's heart, anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. Yeah. So that's what's been going on with me and everything. But I really do like watching The View and everything. But right now they're struggling to find a conservative voice on there right now.
I think that might be that person. I think I might be that person because I'm open-minded, independent thinking, conservative. I don't think like the stereotype people stereotypically think of Republicans in today's time. I think I'm that perfect person. And if that's something, I could be joking, and what if I end up being that person?
Stranger things have happened, you know?
A podcaster. A podcaster. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So they've had some amazing conservatives on there.
I didn't like Meghan McCain.
Oh, we used to get lit up when she was on the panel. Used to get lit up when she was on the panel.
But see the thing about it. That's what I was saying.
She and Joyce would bump heads. I noticed more so than any other two.
And you know, I noticed because Candace Owens had said something about it too, because she had one. Because I was listening to this little podcast, My View and The View, and she was just basically saying that The View is afraid of a real conservative. And you know, they had, from what I heard, Candace Owens was trying to appear on The View to bring up her book, but she didn't. They turned her down, and it seemed like Candace was angry because she didn't get her on. You know, she didn't get to be a guest on The View.
I was wondering if she ever been a guest on there. She has some really, like,
she's nasty.
Ooh, I'm speechless.
Yeah, she's really nasty. I'm speechless. So I try to. So whenever she's on or something, or I see something about her, I just turn it off, because after what she said about George Floyd, never again. I don't even want to listen to her.
That I know so much about her, and some people be like, oh, like years ago, people, when she first was coming out, some people mentioned her to me, and I'm like, what, who? And you know, when she was rising up, you know, people would say, well, you need to get on with her and this and this and that and that, whatever. And you know, I've had my view since I was a little girl, and then people always talk about Trump. Trump was Democrat right before he decided to become run for president. So, you know, he always been a Democrat. Because I personally know that he's good friends with a lot of African-Americans that I happen to know. And I used to date. He's good friends with a late boyfriend of mine. Also, real good friends with. The way I look at it, Trump needs to be himself and not try to appeal to certain groups. He would get farther and have more success if he could be himself and not try to be a muppet to these special interest groups. That's my thoughts about Trump. Be yourself and don't worry about it. Don't let people control you. I mean, the president's office is already controlled by the Pentagon or you. And that's for any president or vice president. Don't let special interest groups control you. You are in office for the people, not for certain selected groups of people. You know, and I believe if he would be real, people would take him, be real and be as honest as he can be, and be presidential. If you want to be in politics, you got to follow the rule or just stay in business and try to stay out of trouble. He's in so much trouble now. But with Candace, what did she say about George Floyd? Because to be honest, I don't really know, because with some stuff, I turn off. Because George Floyd, I was one of the first people on Facebook to see George Floyd, I saw it live. And it devastates me. Terry brings it up to me about the trial, and I'm still devastated the day I see him. I'm about to cry because I was one of the few people to see it actually happening live on TV or live on Facebook. And I couldn't believe my eyes. I was waiting for a call from the health department. My niece had COVID, and the health department called me to tell me what I need to do to the quarantine. And while I'm waiting for the call, I'm looking at Facebook, and then I'm seeing, like, floods across seas. Then I see this guy on Facebook Live, that young lady was filming it. And I automatically, you might have seen it when I reshared it. I reshared it. And I couldn't believe my sister always gets stuff like that. And my sister, my sister always sees stuff like that, not me. Being a podcaster, I don't like seeing stuff like that. And I asked my sister, have you seen this? And she was like, no, I hadn't seen that. And I was like, this guy just was murdered. And I just couldn't believe my eyes. So when I hear stuff negative, I turn it off. I turn it off regardless of who is saying it. Oh, my God. Excuse me, you all for crying. But what did I say?
Well, she said that we should not be I might have it wrong, but she said that we should not be celebrating a criminal. You know, she brought up his criminal past.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Candace, girl.
I remember hearing that, and I turned it off quickly because his past had nothing to do with him being murdered by racist cops, even brown-skinned cops. They got that cop standing there. He's brown-skinned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, and
that's why every time I see Candace, I just turn her off because she is
right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And I don't even think Trump is a big fan of hers because the way she was interviewing him. Did you see how he was looking at her?
I heard
you
about
know, he
it.
Just but... Yeah, you know, because she's trying to get on him about getting the vaccinations and booster shots. And Trump looking at her like, please, I don't think, you know, some people you have to, you know, cause she's a top drip whatever, and so he has to network with her. But he was looking like, personally, I could care less for you. That's how he was looking at her. But I have no judgment of her. I have no judgment of her, but I don't agree with a lot of things she say. Some things she say, but like, I'm glad you're brave enough to make that point. And, but then some things she say shocks me.
Yeah, this is a crazy world that we live in.
So as we were concluding, the show ended. So we're off air, but we're still talking to each other. So as I was wiping my tears, and I wiped my tears, but you get your words in about why. Because I did not know. I mean, I remember her. I remember I shut it off. I was like, I know she didn't just say that. And then so
and
I shut it off and
she,
I tried
and
to keep it out of my system.
Yeah, she got the whole internet mad. She had Facebook mad and, you know, it
Right.
Yeah, so I just
Look, she even got racist mad. Look, she thought, because even racist was mad at that. You know, even racist didn't agree with that killing of George Floyd. So she even got racist people mad at her. Even racist people are like, that is a human life. I might be racist, but I ain't for killing nobody. I mean, you can be racist, but not kill nobody. But then I think he was abusive to his wife, too. You see his wife had to get out of there. She divorced him ASAP.
That's good.
Forget standing
That's
by
good.
My man. Forget standing by my man. So it wasn't that he was just racist. It was just that he had an anger. Like, you talk about people had anger issues. He was one of those police officers that shouldn't even have been on the force. Because I think he had, like, maybe 18 complaints on him. But he shouldn't even have been on the force. And I think he killed somebody before. I think he killed somebody before too. But then also some officers that I know talk about that a whole. So I know some police departments did and doing that whole too. But they ain't talk about the whole do that whole like that and not with no knee.
No, no.
He flat out murdered that man. And I'm just as mad as the cop standing there. I'm just as mad as the cop, the brown skinned cop that just stood
they
there.
They're going on trial today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So hey, let me ask you: did you have OTAP's number or something in the past, or?
I got his. We exchanged emails. I have to look in my notes and get you his email address. I probably have to look at my notes from the last time I talked to him, and we did exchange emails.
Mm-hmm. But I
so
hope
I
that
give
he
you
does.
His email address.
I hope that he
yeah,
does
when
call
he calls in,
one.
When
I
he
said,
calls in, only one pop-up. Yes, I hope so, too. For Wednesday's show, I'll send he and Joshua an email. But have you talked to him?
I texted him, but he didn't text back, so he probably got a lot going on. So,
okay.
You know, who knows?
Oh,
yeah.
But because he might have called in Friday when we couldn't get the show up and running. But I send you the messages, I email and send it to his text number too, but you can also. Yes. But OTAP, I have his email address in my notes, so it's when I look at my notes and get his email address, you can send him an email.
Okay. Okay. But yeah,
yes.
But Bethany, I'm going to go to sleep right now. I'm tired now. So you be blessed and definitely it was a good show today.
It was good, and it's good how you thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good how you intertwine because the best way to find peace is to live healthy. Eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Not just by listening and meditation, but also being healthy, existing in health.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you went into that direction because that's where my mind was at. And I had thought about it earlier today. I would love for us to talk more about health and fitness. And sure enough, that's all about finding peace. Because you mentioned how can we feel peaceful if we're not healthy? How do we feel peace?
And you know, I can't wait till we start talking about hookup culture. I cannot wait.
Well, hookup culture, what are they going to be? That was going to be tonight. I think I have it on schedule for next. I have it on schedule. Let's see. I think that's next Monday or Wednesday. I have the schedule. I have the shows already on the schedule. But it's already scheduled. The hookup culture, because it was going to be tonight if we had talked on Friday. So it might be Wednesday we talk about the hookup culture, but I know we're supposed to talk about it.
Yeah,
yes.
But I guarantee you will be entertained by hookup culture.
Right. I'm excited about talking about the hookup culture, too. And I hope we get some calls on that topic. The hookup culture. Yeah, my guy, believe it or not, I believe that's a culture that he was pretty much into before we got involved, hooking up with people, believe it or not. You know, and I think it's been kind of hard for him to get out of living that lifestyle. I mean, I am a faithful person. I don't, you know. So it's been weird because I have never dated someone that, I guess, see other people, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Edward T. So I think that's been part of his lifestyle, the hookup culture. And but I don't know. The hookup culture. You amazed me when you said the hookup culture causes people unhappiness, because people do it because they want a moment's pleasure, but it's the moment's pleasure. But then afterwards, you feel like, dang, I'm lonely and I'm unhappy. Right. So you're right. I can't wait for us to talk about it. I can't wait to hear your thoughts about the hookup culture.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But look, I'm going to go to
bed. Have you been a part of the hookup? Have you been a part? Do you have a personal experience of the hookup culture?
let's just say I have stories.
Oh, a good cliffhanger. Oh, yes. I can't wait. That's what I'm saying. I'm ready. This is going to be like an adult show right here. So, yes.
But look, I'm going to bed.
Okay, then. And then you're going to have me listen to some Anita Baker.
Okay. Well, you have a good night here.
You too. Thank you so much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.